Newmarket Today sent a series of questions to each of the candidates in the Newmarket-Aurora riding on a wide range of issues. Candidates were provided the exact same questions, the same amount of time to respond and a limited word count for each question. None of the candidates' responses have been edited. Newmarket Today will publish each response received by deadline. Here is how independent candidate Dorian Baxter responded. 1. What do you want voters to know about you? 50-word limit. I would appreciate voters knowing that I am committed to maximizing the goodness for Newmarket, Aurora residents in particular and all Canadian citizens in general. These are extraordinary times which call for extraordinary representation. If I am elected, I will provide extraordinary representation and Ottawa will be all shook up. 2. What's the most pressing issue in the 2021 federal election campaign and why? 50-word limit. The most pressing issue in this 2021 federal election is to extinguish the current disturbing totalitarian trend regarding and vaccine mandates. This is a blatant violation of Section 6 in the Canadian Charter of Rights. It is an all-out assault upon the democratic principles for which our soldiers died. 3. What specifically will your party do to improve the post-pandemic economy and address the cost of living, labor shortages and growing deficit? 250-word limit. As the independent candidate, seeking to represent the electoral district of Newmarket, Aurora, I believe I will be in a much stronger position to lobby the federal government in direct connection with improving the post-pandemic economy, the cost of living, labor shortages and the growing deficit. I will not be bridled, stifled or sidelined by the need to get permission from a party leader. The post-pandemic economy must be a shutdown-free economy. Justin Trudeau has spent vast amounts of money through Canada's COVID-19 Economic Response Plan, AIR, and appears to have erred greatly by not meticulously ensuring these funds were not taken advantage of by both businesses and individuals. Over $212 billion in direct support to Canadians and businesses. Over $85 billion in tax and customs duty payment deferrals to meet liquidity needs of businesses and households. $5.8 billion in support of federal, provincial and territorial action to strengthen critical healthcare systems et al. Approximately $14 billion to support provinces and territories in the safe reopening of the country's economies. This doesn't even include the $600 billion in liquidity support accessibility. All this may have been done with best of intentions but with apparently very little attention given to determine veracity of actual need, both individually and corporately. This cannot be allowed to happen again and I will be the strong independent voice to ensure it does not. 4. What's your party's plan to address the issue of affordable housing? 200-word limit. As an independent candidate, I would lobby the federal to create affordable housing trusts. I would establish the need to offer incentives, i.e. tax breaks. I would also seek to engage big tech, big businesses, bringing in the haves to seek to assist the have-nots. I would simultaneously strive to relax zoning, developing rules etc. and also seek ways to revitalize neighborhoods. All this would be incessantly brought before the federal government to ensure promises made would be promises kept. 5. Multiple election polls show climate change continues to be a ranking concern in this election. What specific actions will your party take to address this issue? 150-word limit. Although climate change is a very serious issue, I believe it is imperative to keep it in perspective. I believe the time has come for a combination of balance between the Paris Accord, the Kyoto Protocol, and a healthy dose of reality. It is important to keep the rhetoric and hyperbole of the Green New Dealers, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Greta Thunberg and the likes of Al Gore in proper perspective. We also must insist that other countries like China start to play by global climate control rules. Imagine a soccer match where one team had to play by the regular rules but the other team could play the game without paying attention to any of the rules. 6. 6 years after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission released its 94 calls to action, the majority of them have yet to be fully implemented. How will your party advance reconciliation with our Indigenous peoples? 200-word limit. The residential schools issue is also a very serious issue and once again, I believe significant balance must be brought to bear on it. No country in the world has been more shocked than our beloved Canada when it comes to this travesty. As an independent member of parliament, I believe that I can bring more attention to this extremely important issue than any current member of parliament that is bound by party politics. I can and will be a very loud voice and proponent of goodwill that can be engendered throughout the course of the agenda being put forth by the Truth and Reconciliation Committee. In keeping with the timeless injunction given to us by Saint Francis of Assisi, I would seek to implement his immortal words calling on all parties concerned to seek not so much to be understood as to understand. 7. Briefly outline your party's stance on ensuring there are enough healthcare providers, universal pharmacare, and improving access to mental health services. 200-word limit. The first concern I have in seeking to ensure there are enough healthcare providers in general is to address the draconian vaccine mandates that threaten to delete these important ranks. 8. Many young adults in Newmarket Aurora are unable to find a job that allows them to support themselves, they can't afford to buy or even rent a home of their own, and they are concerned about the impact of the pandemic on their education, mental health, the economy and their future. What's your message to them? 100-word limit. My message to our young adults in Newmarket, Aurora concerning the current state of the economy impacting their ability to rent or own homes is to have faith in the future and to remember the importance of consulting regularly with both federal and provincial MPs who have access to multiple opportunities and ideas with which to move forward. I will be available for such support 24/7. 9. What leadership quality does the leader of your party have to strongly represent Canada on the world stage? 50-word limit. As an independent candidate for federal parliament, I can only address my leadership qualities which are the following: optimism, perseverance, ability to communicate with and on behalf of constituents. Ability to facilitate a collaborative approach to problem solving in general, and above all I am able to observe a collegial style of leadership. 10. What is one specific issue you would personally champion, or private member's bill you would introduce, given the opportunity as an MP? 100-word limit. At this particular juncture in time and within this climate of panic, pandemic, the first issue that I feel would warrant championing with or without a private member's bill is the issue around the current totalitarian trend with these vaccine mandates. It is imperative that we refuse to allow the disintegration of our much-cherished Canadian Charter of Rights. Truly, in keeping with our national anthem, it is time for us as Canadians to stand on guard for our beloved Canada and to ensure that Canada forever remains the true North, strong and free. 11. What does your party's campaign slogan mean to you? 50-word limit. My personal slogan as an independent candidate is to always seek in each and every situation to maximize the goodness. This means that in whatsoever circumstance we find ourselves, to always seek to bring good out of them. I believe strongly in practical positivism. Answer cut off as word limit exceeded.